And it's People in Your Neighborhood. And this morning, I'm joined by Kevin Larson and David Grabitsky. They're from the South Dakota State Historical Society. And they're going to be talking about something that I know probably a lot of people are wondering. And good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
So there's a big thing you want to share with everybody, and probably something that everybody's been wondering about for a while.
Well, probably everybody has been wondering about the progress of the Cultural Heritage Center up on Governor's Drive, and probably noticed that a lot of the heavy construction equipment seems to be missing. There's a little bit along the north driveway and that, but and there's a big blue addition on the front of the building now, and that is just sheathing that'll be covered very soon in a metal siding. Yeah, we're starting to wrap up the construction and starting to wind it down, and hopefully we'll have the staff back in the building on or about the 20th of September.
Now, I know that I'm really looking forward to it opening up, because when I came here for the interview for this job, that was the thing I wanted to see the most. And then when we got here, it's like, oh, it's closed. Are you kidding me? You know.
I'm very sorry about that. We are in the process of renovating the building. It was built in 1989, and about every 20 years you should renovate. But here in South Dakota, we got 34 out of it, so it's been a good deal for us South Dakotans. But once it's renovated, things will start to come back online. Like I said, the staff will move back in. They'll have to learn the new space and so forth. But then by about Thanksgiving, we'll have the Heritage Store coming back online, and the archives will join it shortly after the first of the year. And then the gallery, not until December of 2025.
Well, I know I'm looking forward to it. Now, I'm not really completely familiar with the museum, so it looks like it's built in the side of a hill.
Yeah, it is built in the side of the hill. The planning for it was interesting. I was reading the other day about that. They had three different options, because we were in the Soldiers and Sailors building just across from the Capitol up until 1989, and they were looking at different options, and most of which included building a building underground. It was kind of a fad in the day, and it is very energy efficient. When President Bush was here, shortly after the opening in 1990, he proclaimed it one of the most fuel-efficient buildings in America.
Nice. That's absolutely nice. So you said, for the day to shoot for is December 2005, when it should be completely ready to go and open.
Yeah, in December 2025, a lot of times people look at things as, well, it's just, the museum part of it, but that's not really all that we do. We are a full-service historical organization, and we take care of paper records as well as print them, and in books and journal. We have a foundation that actively supports us, and there's archaeology, all kinds of things. If you want to do history, this is the place to do it.
So I do have a question for Kevin about the South Dakota State Historical Society. Can anybody, become a part of it, and how do they do that?
Yeah, so the easiest way to support all the works we're doing, if it's from archives, if it's from archaeology, if it's from the museum, become a member. So visit history.sd.gov, click on membership, and there's several different options. $50 donation to the Historical Society gets you the quarterly journal, so that's four copies mailed directly to you each year. So that's an amazing opportunity. If you have any questions, like I said, become a member and support what we do. Lots of stuff going on. We're planning for America's 250th celebration in 2026 as well, so that's a huge celebration. Stay tuned on that. Like I said, just become a member, history.sd.gov, click on membership and scroll down, and there's several different options. Bronze level membership gets you a subscription to the National Smithsonian Magazine as well, so that's a huge benefit. So lots of different options. History.sd.gov for more information.
No, I love history. I've been a, well, not since I've been here, obviously, but a Civil War reenactor since I was like 17 years old. You know, yeah, they don't know about doing it here, but because this state wasn't even a state during the Civil War, so.
Well, it was a territory at the time,
yeah.
And there were a couple of companies that were raised for the protection of the frontier that relieved the regular soldiers that went back to the Civil War.
Yeah. And, well, thank you, gentlemen, for coming in this morning. I'm sure everybody's glad to hear the update for the Cultural Heritage Museum. I know I am.
Well, thank you, Will.
And have a great day.